Reveal codes. And now that you are mere I, don't push play, contempt of court, and runaway confession. You'd have to meet her as I did, opening and shutting on me. On that day, just at sundown, am I as much as on that night, hours after sundown, you'd have to meet her there where I did, having seen it before many times, even spoken twice, but never met until am I on that road, as much as on that curve in that road on that night, day, you'd have to slow way down, headlights off, you'd have had to stop, am I as much as every single thing you're doing, where I did, as I did, and meet her, us, then, there in that curve on that day, night, us, then, there'd be three, follow me, and more. You'd have to watch her as I did, do, move as she did, does, there in that night, that sleep, on that road and that curve, you'd have had to have stopped, parked, walked through barefoot grass, the pond on her back. You'd have to smell the pond at your back, like I did, see, like I did, her, us, to have met her. What's this? She never saw me approach. Fact is, I didn't approach. You'd have had to have followed me. First, I wasn't there, then there, like that. You'd have had to have be there, like that, and not then there, like me, not her, stop. She wasn't there. Trick is, she wasn't there. There were hands in the pond. There was no sound coming from the hands in the pond. No splash, not a swish. They never surfaced from the pond. Water over thin as the skin on the backs. Clear waves over wrist bones, paper thin. If she wasn't there, then neither the hands. Never broke the surface, that's the sound. The movement under the pond, hands, white hands. The sound of white hands moving under dark water, thin as unbroken paper, and eyes in the air, close in the air. First none, then all I could see, so close I couldn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 eyes. So close I couldn't tell who blinked. All eyes. I felt the wind blink. A pond with no bank. The rims moved. I couldn't see the rims, and no bottom. As if off screen, backstage, music from the pit, as if in the margin. Movement beyond the edge, music in the air, a smile. I know there was a face and hair, eyes, giveaways. Even today, right now. I close my eyes and there they are. Right there, not an inch. They're not mine. And a voice. Save the deaf eyes. What the hell is going to happen to me? And movement beyond the rim. Hands make waves. A smile. Hands. Movement underwater. There's a pond at her back. Must have heard me coming, though I never did come. First, nothing. Then, there. And no traceable route. No job to do. Just eyes. Not an inch. Right now, there, before me, nothing, then there, and now, here, mind closed, beyond the rim, no sound, white hands and movement beyond the edge, a smile and pain, still pain, and music and movement I can't see, and there's pain, first nothing, then there, pain beyond the rim, moves and remains, beyond the invisible edge, the sound of movement, the sound of water underwater, she said, save the blind ears, I've got a lot of sadness in me. White hands of pain without edge. White hours after sundown with no bottom. Our torso rises from the grass. There's nothing beyond the rim. Arms above the head. Imperceptible breasts and nothing moves above the surface. Wild movement underwater. Waves. Eyes float. I've seen them float before me. Not an inch from the bottom. First not, then there. And movement. A torso. But not from place to place. A to B. There. Worse. Here. Moved. And was still there, worse, here, like eyes beyond the rim. A torso with grass beyond and a pond behind. Blades of grass tickle her legs, sweat clots in the dirt. All eyes disappear, not here, worse, then, not there, and still. And there's my torso, hands risen. White hands break the surface of the eye, drops fall, 3, 4, 10. They move without a sound, then merge. A stream in a still pond moves over skin. Ears shattered. Some kind of Socratic passion this is. White skin goes away in streaks. Dark streaks blink down my back and onto the ground. They've fallen from my hands, run from leg to leg, hers to mine, methodical sweat. You'd have had to have fallen from hands to the surface without a sound, and a cello, or not, silence and no cello, and then there, or worse. And the eyes appear, deaf, the whites of these eyes move toward me, whites hold the darkness at the center. And the darkness at the center moves toward me. There's all the movement I can't see. Streams, waves travel the pond from where hands might have tasted the eye. Drops gather. Drops from where they've fallen to the ground. A torso in the grass. Moves, remains, twists, and eyes. Whiteness holds the darkness, and the darkness moves toward me, and the darkness at the center of whiteness holds the blackness. The otherwise unavailable, hitherto unalterable bottom of blackness. Beneath the night that can prove it's the night. Beside the sound of water under hands, of underwater hands, her eyes move toward me and look away, away into the sky, or worse. I've watched eyes move toward me and look away into a sky that can't prove it's not the bottom. I've seen it happen. It has happened to me, and I've seen it. Eyes away from my torso to the night sky proved, and the blackness at the center of darkness opened wide. I've seen eyes look away, and I've heard it happen. All I can hear is this happening. You'd have had to have heard it with me, from the inside, out, O-U-T, out. Hands like silent waves couldn't stop even this. I've heard the blackness overtake the darkness. As the darkness turns from a twist of whiteness and looks away into blackness, the torso moves and remains. Liquids. Blackness overtakes darkness. Darkness at the center of whiteness moves. Now that's a way. Proved. Off-center, the blackness opens. Twice at once, I've cursed my brain. And already a cursed brain forces all this into one vision, two into one. I've cut this skin. One into two. Cursed. The eyes stare back. So I close, and I can't focus, and it's my torso that moves in the grass. Remains. Twists. And darkness moves back to the center of whiteness, and blackness closes down. Gives way to darkness. Blackness is again a pinprick pointed at me out of the darkness. Now that's a way. I didn't have to be this, me. And eyes I can't count, 2, 6, 10. Huge eyes and not an inch. If there'd been an inch, or if upon wet fingers found